That was your hobby.
They were hobby, and they were hobby until you took us onto a national television program, and it suddenly became a job.
It became Let It Be.
Exactly. But there's a version of us playing this song with you singing it.
Oh man, I think the audience don't request it at least six times a week.
Oh, but you're
old. Yeah, we did it live on here on the Christmas show. But you know, those are old affections. I have a new husband now and a new wife, and we live here every morning. And then, frankly, they see you as an Aridi. But Radio 5 do. So Mark's here because you're having now, you know, pretty much closed the book on The Exorcist. We can say that because you were Mr. Exorcist for a while.
I still am, I think. I mean, I said for ages I was never going to talk about it again, and then I didn't. I did.
No.
But then they went back, they recut the film. It wasn't my fault.
But for years and years and years, you said, as soon as I can make the documentary about The Exorcist, that's it. I will go away and I will bother media no more. And then you did it. That's quite an honour, though. You're actually on the DVD, aren't you? Yours is a supplement.
But I made that. What happened was, I was obsessing about The Exorcist. Well, you know, I was obsessing about it on Europe.
Literally obsessing about it.
Right. And when I got married, we went to Georgetown for our honeymoon, which is a place where they filmed it.
He loved The Exorcist so much, he spent his honeymoon in the town which it is set.
Because my wife is particularly tolerant. And anyway, I went on about it, and I ended up, and I kept saying this. This was on Morning Edition, saying that there was all these scenes for me
used to do.
That were missing, and finally somebody in Warner Brothers let me into the vaults, and then I went around and found it. And then the next thing, we made this documentary, and then it was on the DVD. And then I said, okay, I promise I'll never ever talk about this ever again. And then the director said, oh, I like those missing scenes, I'll go back and recut it. So I had to talk about it again because it was
a different
film.
And now the whole world turned around and says, you know what's a great film, The Exorcist, but you were a lone voice at one point.
Wait, it's absolutely true. People used to go, you don't think that's the best movie ever made, because it's not. And they go, but now everyone says, well, of course. I mean, you know, Exorcist, Psycho, Citizen Kane, Mary Poppins.
And you've turned your attention now to Straw Dogs. Now here's something, I want to hang on to your chair very, very hard.
Okay.
I've never seen Straw Dogs.
You've never seen Straw Dogs at all?
That's me, and I've seen some films. I've never seen Straw Dogs.
But it's weird, because one of the things that you said, there was a time in the past when loads and loads of videos used to be outlawed. Straw Dogs has only recently been un-outlawed.
Is that right?
It was banned on video until last year.
Okay.
And you had a catchphrase, which was, if you can't buy The Exorcist, Clockwork Orange and Straw Dogs on video, you're just not trying.
It's like pornography, exactly. If you can't get a hold of that stuff, you simply aren't trying. So I didn't know, you kept it on the back burner, the Straw Dogs. Are you equally as enthusiastic about it?
It's a Sam Peckinpah film, and I'm very interested in Sam Peckinpah. I'm
John Borman, you like more, isn't there? That's as I remember.
You know, this is a terrible thing to say. I
John Borman once beat his face to hamburger.
Really?
Yeah, Amy's not.
We share some things in common.
Have you met John Borman?
No.
No, but when she doesn't like guests, she beats her face into hamburger.
I've spent an awfully long time saying that John Borman is the worst filmmaker in the whole world. This is absolutely true. He's the worst filmmaker in the whole world because he made Exorcist the Heretic, which is terrible, and he made Zardoz, which is terrible, and he made The Emerald Forest, which is terrible, and he made Where the Heart Is, which is unspeakably bad.
Yes.
And I was walking down the street the other day, literally 2 days ago, and I had that weird thing when you walk towards somebody and somebody walks towards you and you kind of acknowledge it. I went hi and he went hi and I thought, who is that? I was like, but it was John Borman. After all these years,
and you missed your
I missed
shot.
It.
And you had your piece on you as well. You could have just whacked him there in the street.
I'm sorry.
And paid him back. Sorry, Amy. What have you got? No.